January 30th, what sweetness I have felt today. I was working on that lace, you know about, and listening to music in the company of family members. I was thus distracted by ordinary things, when suddenly I was transported by the vision, which gave me another face, that, fortunately, only Paola understood. I remained with that joy throughout the afternoon until the moment of the usual collapse, which came more quickly than usual, for when I see that way, the strength of my body, and especially of my heart, undergoes great dispersion, which does not torment me, because it is made up for by so much spiritual joy. Now that everyone is sleeping, I shall tell you about my joy. I have seen today's gospel. Note that this morning, on reading it, I said to myself, this is a gospel episode which I shall never see, because it does not lend itself very much to a vision. However, when I least imagined, it really came to fill me with joy. This is what I saw. It is a shame that you did not come today. You would have seen a face marked by blessedness, and I would have been able to find out how I change, since Paola says she realizes, in spite of the fact that I go on working, indeed, more quickly than ever, but she is unable to explain any more. At least I would know how to orient myself, and, if necessary, act as Moses did. Place a veil over my face,